played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly.
From Bowie to Bach, a 16-member ensemble is in town for a contemporary arts event. It's an adventure in dance, an eclectic mix of the classics that Hawaii audiences will get a chance to experience. We sat down with Desmond Richardson, dancer, co-founder, and co-artistic director of Complexions Ballet, to talk about what's on tap.
Myself and Dwight Roden, my co-artistic director and co-founder, really just wanted to explore these two different genres of music, whereas paying homage to Johann Sebastian Bach, which we love and is incredible to dance to this incredible music of Mr. David Bowie, who is also, you know, well esteemed in so many different levels of musicality and range. I just really wanted the dancers to really explore, because a lot of them had never even heard the music before. They were like, "Oh my God! Oh, I thought that sounded like a commercial. That was using a commercial." So, yeah, this is why we're actually bringing it through, because though they've heard it before, they don't know the real essence. And we actually had an opportunity to speak with the dancers so that they understand who he was and why his music is as important as a Johann Sebastian Bach, and that's why it's on the same program.
And he's a real showman, too. I mean, incredible.
For sure. And you'll see that within the dancers. In this piece called Stardust, the dancers actually are characters, and they have to portray that. It's a very explorative and investigative show that we're going to put on for you guys.
And I'm just so... I'm always impressed at the athleticism and the physicality of mm-hmm. dancers on stage. I mean, it's just really powerful when you get a group of dancers that are just really into mm-hmm. the material, and something happens on stage and it just kind of, you know, there's a fire going on.
Yeah, we look for those type of dancers. I mean, we're having a very big audition actually April 14th and 15th in New York City. But while we're on tour, we're searching and looking for those dancers with a point of view. And who actually understand that part of the physicality of dance. It's especially in our work, it's contemporary ballet, so it's a fusion. Not only is it steeped in classicism, you have to have a sense of urban dance, if you will, the modern idioms from house to hip-hop to all of those things, because dance is a fusion right now, and it's rightfully so. There's that diversity factor within it. That when you do train, as my teachers always said, the better your ballet, the better everything else will be. And it's been true.
Now, I've never taken a ballet class, but my daughter danced ballet, so I've been to many shows. And I know I have a nephew when he was in high school in California, and he was on the football team. You know, he was like 6'4". Mm-hmm. And his football team was required to take ballet lessons.
Yes, it's true, because I'm asked to come and work with a lot of guys and girls who are in sports, because I also have a sports background from running track and doing gymnastics and all of those things. I understand my body that way. And then training classically and very, very hard in classical ballet. So having that information, and I can impart it on to these athletes who understand their body, there's an awareness that you have to have when you're working in athletic sports and in dance. The kinetic awareness of your muscles and limbs has to be in place.
Right, and you always hear, oh, muscle memory, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's true. I mean, people really, they're dancing, and when you see, it's just, they make it seem so effortless, but you know it's not.
No, oh my God. No, it's not effortless, but, you know, there's one reason why a lot of yoga has just exploded, because people want to get more aware of their bodies and get into their bodies. And we are human. We move every day. We're actually moving. We're actually dancing, opening the door, reaching for something. There's movement in that. And what these forms do is to make you hyper aware of how you are doing it. That's one of the reasons it's so beautiful to be back in Hawaii, because I think movement and music is such a big part of this culture here. And people really just get it. You know, get why your body is moving and how the limbs are moving. And it's a beautiful thing to witness.
Now, do all of your dancers have that classic training in ballet?
Yeah, they have to. Yeah.
So that is a requirement.
Yeah, it's a requirement. I mean, some have varied levels, you know, but definitely the level is advanced, you know. But they have to, as we say, I really like a well-tuned instrument so that we can actually help you get to the other place, because dancers with a point of view and have something to say and understand narrative but understand their instrument can really speak to the audience without being, not showing the audience that I'm dancing. But as you said, it looks so effortless. Where with complexions, we actually like to see the effort. We kind of have to get them out of that. Like, don't be too controlled, but actually live on the edge a little bit so the audience can have that experience with you.
Right, because if you feel it, you know, the audience feels it.
That's right. And we want you to feel it.
And I know for folks who start in ballet and, and there are the stereotypes, oh, no, you have to be tall and skinny. And, you know, but I've seen lots of dancers succeed and they're not the stereotype, you know, that people think of.
Correct. And you'll see that with complexions. Our dancers are an amalgam. They're ranged from someone who's 5 feet to three girls who are 6 feet. I mean, it's just that's just the way it is. And there are age ranges, and then ethnically, obviously. We like what we call the misfits. But I don't like to use that word, because misfits are, it's a norm too. So many of them who trained in classical ballet and wanted to go that route were said, you know, told, well, we can't find a partner for you or something like that. So they've chose other paths, and thankfully they chose complexions.
So tell us, what was maybe the most, I don't know, fun thing about Bach to Bowie?
Oh, one of the most fun things was exploring the music again. Because actually we were working on, Dwight Rodin was working on, he was just listening to music and he was like, I just have these ideas that keep coming to me. And he said to me, listen, I want to really just get in the studio and explore. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And then Mr. Bowie passed away, and then he felt a sense of, like, I would love to pay tribute to all this music that has been infiltrating my mind and brain, and I want to do a ballet. So that was born out of that, just a desire to just give it over. And what we've experienced has been pretty amazing around the world that the ballet has gone to, where everybody's having the same reaction, and they're having a good time. They're looking at the... from Leering Lazarus to Let's Dance to, I mean, people are having a really good time in the audience. So that's what we're going to bring to Hawaii.
All right.
Hawaii.
Well, I can't wait. And it's really terrific that we've got, you know, this caliber of dance shows coming to Honolulu, you know, because not everybody can make it to New York.
Right.
You know, and those who are fortunate to be able to go, I know, just like soak it all in, you know, try and get as many shows in as possible. So we're really, really happy that Ballet Hawaii has been able to bring you out again.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. And we really have to say a big old shout out to Ballet Hawaii for bringing us back, you know, for our third time coming back to Hawaii. And
we
just continue. Yes. And so we look forward to doing more.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's dance.
Yes, let's dance.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That was co-founder Desmond Richardson here for the Complexions Contemporary Dance Event honoring the iconic rocker David Bowie that kicks off next week Tuesday at the Kahilu Theater on Hawaii Island, on Wednesday the 22nd at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, and Saturday the 24th at the Neil Blaisdell Center here in Honolulu.